I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy, unless, of course, we're talking about my enemy, Gwyneth Paltrow. Fuck you, Gwyneth Paltrow. You know what you did.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Soul's Purpose has chosen the sunshine in the universe through God's light and God's walk, and I walk with Jesus in the right ways, and in addition to that, I happen to have a very large amount of zeros in my bank account. I always say that. I always say it.
She just unblocked.
Yeah. I unblocked. Mm-hmm. I unblocked and unlocked a huge treasure trove of money. I mean, a lot of money.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and director of craft services, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We'll get right back into Teresa Caputo. I know you've been patiently waiting. Probably not. I say that every time, and then you know people aren't patiently waiting for shit.
No.
It's probably sitting in their download folder for months. And then they're like, why are they talking about that? I don't understand. They probably listen to it in all kind of weird orders.
Yes.
And so, listen.
I do the same with podcasts.
I know. I do the same with podcasts, too.
I only think that other people do it, too.
Yeah, and I never listen to part two of the part tours. So, of the two-parters. So, you know, whatever. We're just here trying to make a living, guys. We failed at that for the last 4 years, so we'll continue to fail at content delivery, too.
Speaking of content, everybody's just trying to get content. So is Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara's trying to get content,
Barbara
too.
Barbara Cochran.
We'll get back to Barbara Cochran, but I want to show you something real quick before we do that.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram and TikTok and all those places, and I'm trolling around, just like I'm trolling around the rest of the internet, the dark, seedy underbelly of the internet, trying to find content for this stupid show. And I've started signing up for all these, like, there's vintage accounts that show you old 80s, 90s, 2000 videos.
I like those, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some of them are funny. They're like more like, you know, takedown pages or meme pages. And then some of them are just, they're straight on the nose. Like, here's a clip from a show back in the 80s. Here's some nostalgia for your day. So it's like an injection of nostalgia for a few minutes. I saw the most amazing video came across one of these Instagram pages, and I have to share it with you. And I think it's just as good audio-wise as it is video-wise. I'm going to ask Morgan to put this on the YouTube channel more clearly so that you can see it, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. This is I took this off my phone. This is a reel from Instagram. It's from Mental Chaps. Who I have been subscribed to for a long time. So I'll give them a shout out on the show. They got this video. And this video is a movie trailer. And now I present to you in all its glory, the movie trailer for Skate Town.
Skate Town.
Skate Town. This is early 80s.
Okay.
Skate Town.
Welcome to Skate Town USA.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Where boy meets girl. In a celebration of love on wheels. From coast to coast, rock and roller disco is the most.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they got... Okay, so let me explain what's going on here. What is happening is they're essentially in a dark roller rink with disco all over the place. There are girls with lovely appendages and outfits that are bouncing around in happy ways. There is Scott Baio.
It looked like him.
It's Scott Baio.
Okay.
Who's one of the skate champs, I would imagine. And this is a real movie trailer for a real movie that came out called Skate Town USA. And just listen to the rest of the trailer. You got to hear it.
Okay.
All right.
The most fun. The most excitement. The most beautiful girls.
Yeah.
The most outrageous guys.
And guess who that is?
Patrick Swayze.
Young Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Look how young he is there. So Patrick Swayze and Scott Baio are literally starring in the same movie about roller skating and all the drama. There are guns being shot.
I thought there was a gunshot.
It was a gun. It was a gun in the Skate Town USA movie. It's just a forecast of what was to come in the country.
Encounter between two rival champions. The most fantastic music.
Disco.
All come. come together in the greatest story.
It's pretty good music, I do have to say.
It is pretty good music. This is knockoff disco for sure.
Yeah.
Put on your roller dancing shoes.
All come together in the greatest story ever rolled.
Greatest story ever rolled.
A rolled.
Rolled. Okay. Yeah.
Big stars get down, and new faces turn around in Skate Town, USA.
Do you wanna get down?
Uh-huh.
The world's biggest.
When they say the world's biggest, they show a pair of breasts. Not totally uncovered.
Breasts.
You think it was a man's breast?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
That was a man's boobs?
Oh, no, not those.
Oh. Here, let me give you the slow-mo back and forth. Nope, those are real woman breasts. Pretty sure of it.
Biggest. Funniest. Toughest. Loudest rock and roller disco movie ever imagined. Skate Town, USA. It's heaven on wheels, and it's heading your way.
Where do I watch
that
this?
We are going. But I don't. And it starts all over again, like those damn reels do. They never shut up. I get why Instagram does that. It adds views. You know, just people just leave it open. But I wish they would stop that because it drives me crazy when it just goes on and on forever.
I could see it twice, but.
This goes back to my thought that we should really do some kind of special program where we break down a movie or a documentary or a long format television show like the Gwen Shamblin Lifetime Movie Network. We should break this down and do a special live episode of the commercial break where people can join in.
So, let me write this down in the notebook in the section that won't happen.
Yes. When you write it down, it's already not happening. Anytime we decide something, it's already done. Okay. So this is probably the most cheesetastic movie trailer I have ever seen. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No. It's on par with what was the other one? John Travolta?
Oh, John.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On par with Saturday Night Fever, only didn't win any Academy Awards. I've never even heard of the movie until I saw that. Skate Town might be even too young, too old for me. But I have to see this movie now. I have to see this movie.
We should have a screening.
The toughest, the roughest, the most beautiful, the biggest boobs, the tightest asses, the newest players, the new faces, oh, the stars. It's like they jammed everything into
the
one
funniest.
Movie trailer.
I was like, what's funny?
I don't know.
It was a person in a hat.
Yeah, she's like an old comedian that showed up on Saturday Night Live one time. Can't remember her name. But we have to watch this movie. We have got
Let's
to watch
it.
This movie. And I think we should do it live on YouTube. And I think we should allow people to jump in. We should, we'll put some Zoom link out there. We'll pick a few people and we'll have them come and have some fun with us.
I like this idea.
Skate Town USA. This movie has got to be out of copyright. I know it because who's going to pay to have the rights to this movie? I don't see this on Turner Classic Network. Do you?
No.
It seems
like a classic, though.
Yeah, this is not Star Wars franchise, that's for sure. Scott Baio, I noticed, stopped working after Charles in charge of my days and my nights. Because he's Charles in charge of me. Which was an awful television show also.
It was.
Awful. But the girl was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Holdy thought she was cute. All right. Last time we were here, we were talking about Teresa Caputo. I found a video where Barbara Corcoran from the television fame of Shark Tank has a podcast or had a podcast years ago. And when she had this podcast, she invited Teresa Caputo to come on and tell her origin story. So there's no hard-hitting interviewing going on here. It's all softball bullshit. But Teresa Caputo is twisting herself into knots, trying to make any sense of how exactly she came about her gift, quote-unquote, of spirit, and then how exactly she talks to people. And so far, she's contradicted herself every other sentence. She is full of fucking shit. I said this last time, I'll say it again. I know some of you out there do like Teresa Caputo, and believe in this, and that's okay. Different strokes for different folks. We all don't have to agree on everything. I think it's part of the problem with the world today. Is if someone doesn't agree with every single thing that you agree with, then they're automatically some kind of like bastard child that you aren't deserving of your attention or time. Mm-hmm. We should soften it up a little bit, rev down, as Chrissy would say, and just know that I don't have to like Teresa Caputo for you to like her, and you don't have to like Teresa Caputo for me to like you. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
I just will make Thanksgiving dinner really uncomfortable for you. So I'd like to get back to this because there's quite a bit of it left. I don't know if we're going to break down every minute of it, but it was good stuff and we should get back to it. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do.
TCB.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. ATCB Universe, I wanted to let you know that Hatch sponsors this episode. You know I have 12 to 15 children. It seems like there's a new one every single year. And there's two words that fill me with more dread than any other. Sleep training. We've learned a few things about putting a child to bed, and we've learned that routine is most important. But even with a great routine, sometimes you need a little help, and that's why Astrid and I use Hatch. The new and improved second generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for the entire family. This all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your child. Even the youngest of our brood is getting a Hatch as part of their bedtime routine. Babies love the continuous sound of white noise and lullabies for soothing and comfortable sleep environment, and toddlers and big kids sleep independently with colors and sound cues. We've been using Hatch and their easy-to-use application to change bedtime from a nightmare to a good night. And right now, Hatch is offering up to 15% off of your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/TCB. That's hatch.co/TCB. So if you're ready for improved sleep with your children and yourself, go to hatch.co/TCB to get up to 15% off and free shipping. One more time, that's hatch.co/TCB. This is a product that we use, we're falling in love with it, and the kids know it's time to go night-night when they see the nightlight of Hatch. Thanks, Hatch, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Barbara Corcoran. I won't say Cochran, but I think it's Cochran. It's Corcoran.
Corcoran.
And there's that R in there too. So it's not Cochran, it's Corcoran.
Corcoran.
Corcoran. La cucaracha. La cucaracha Corcoran. Who is a very successful businesswoman, by the way. She's a billionaire, isn't she? Isn't she a billionaire?
Maybe.
She might be. She's like a a New York real estate mogul. Mm-hmm. And real estate in New York is a different fucking animal altogether.
Oh, yeah.
If you make it in New York real estate, you're really making it in real estate.
Yeah.
Because most of those people go up there and they get gobbled up the first deal that they do. They lose a fucking shit ton of money. Okay, so here's Barbara talking to Teresa. We were just getting into some some questioning as to what the origin story of Teresa's gift was. Let's get back to it.
Street. So you go to your local delicatessen, and if that gentleman lost his father 5 years ago, suddenly that dad's behind the counter too, and you're feeling their messaging coming out.
When I walked in this,
you're making the sausage wrong.
Teresa Della.
That's not how you stuff a sausage. I'm Getting your father. He's behind the counter. He's got a big sausage and he's sliding his hand up and down it. He's saying you're not stuffing your sausage the right way.
Who is this bitch?
Room, I felt that there was a father figure in this room.
It better not be my dad.
I don't know whose dad it is because I
never honored Father's Day, the last Father's Day, and then my dad kicked the bucket. Please don't tell me he's back to tell me.
I don't know, but I could just tell you what I sense and feel. And then there was
Barbara, come on.
Somebody's father.
Somebody's father.
But she's baiting Barbara.
Has anyone ever had a father? She is baiting Barbara.
Yeah, because Barbara's like, say it's not my father. And she's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Could be.
Could be. Probably is. Because I'm going to need to turn this interview around
exactly.
in a minute before you start asking tough questions. She knows. Because she's a master manipulator that she needs to turn this around real quick. Because the hard questions are coming. And she doesn't have great answers for it.
Oh.
Laboring of the breathing in my chest, which means that they passed from something of the chest, whether if it was a heart attack, could be lung cancer,
could be a heart, anything from the belt up. Did he die of anything from the belt up?
I mean, I coughed earlier. Does that mean?
Yeah, that's right. So somebody, there's someone in this room right now.
Yep.
Oh, yep. There it is.
Labored breathing.
Yes, I see it. I see it. It's Henry Fonda.
Sometimes if someone drowned.
That's what we should do. We should bring her on here and we should say, we'll like drop little hints about Henry. It's so sad about how Henry passed so young. So young. While the producers are just like mulling around and be like, I can't believe it about Henry. He has so much here on earth to do. I don't know if he had kids or what's going on. And then we'll just bait her into start talking
he
about
had so
Henry.
Much peeping more to do.
Oh yeah. A lot of peeping. Peeping in on Chrissy.
Yeah.
Hey, Chrissy. It's me, Henry Fonda.
I will feel like I fill up with fluid. If someone was brutally, maybe someone was murdered or tragic departure, I'll feel like I taste blood.
Oh, my God.
It's just...
I fill up with fluid.
Oh, my God.
I think your head's full of fluid. Such a ridiculous thing.
For like a split second, but I've learned over the years how to channel and to... communicate then to the person that it is their loved one, and more importantly, that the soul is at peace. So why I chose what
are
I do
all
is
souls
because
at peace?
Yeah,
is
all souls are at peace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all souls are at peace. Even though they're down here bothering Teresa.
Yeah.
Why are they down here bothering Teresa if they're at peace? I'm going to tell you something right now, kids. If I should unexpectedly kick the bucket in the next couple of years, or expectedly kick the bucket or whatever it is, if I should kick the bucket in the next couple of years, I promise you who I'm not following around. Teresa fucking Caputo. I'm not doing it. Be following around Olivia Mum or something like that.
Yes.
Learned that people are left with burdens and guilts. They're left with a should've, could've, would've, and an only if. None of these things that I've ever been left with. That's why I shared with you before. I'm very privileged of not having to go through a tragedy. Mm. Losing someone at a very young age. So when I channel and when I read someone, I can't have an opinion.
Oh my God. You're an honest broker of information. Is that what you're trying to tell us, Teresa? Yeah. You are fucking awful. And this is why I think you're awful, Teresa. It's because all of this is horseshit. I'm not saying that spirits don't exist here on Earth. I'm not saying that there might not be some people that do have the ability to communicate with some of those spirits. I don't know. Is it in the realm of possibility? Anything's in the realm of possibility. So I'm not that close-minded. What I don't think is, I don't think they chose you. You large-haired, loud-mouthed, super tan, absolutely obnoxious human being. And you give people false hope. You give people false hope. They're dying to hear from these people that left their lives too soon or unexpectedly or quickly or even expectedly. They're dying to hear one more word from them. Mm-hmm. And you say that one word, and then they believe it. And when they believe it, they agonize over and over and over again. Because why aren't they communicating with me? I'm their loved one.
Oh! I know. I've said this before, too. I can't believe she doesn't have more stalkers of people that are like, wait, tell me more.
We
tell
just don't
me
hear
more.
About
tell
it.
Me more.
Yeah. Well, that's true because she walks into one of these like cold readings on this on a television show or something, and she gives this super specific super not generalized information that then turns specific because she reads the person's face and body language. That person ends up crying. They're a whole fucking mess for the next 10 months because, you know, somebody communicated through Teresa to them. Can you imagine if then Teresa just walks out of the studio and you never talk to her again? Yeah, see ya. Your husband really hated you. See ya. It's awful.
Yeah, I know.
Personal thought, feeling, or emotion. And it was validated on, I don't know if you noticed, I was on Dr. Oz. Where,
of course.
And I don't know if you noticed, well, I was at Dr. Oz.
He is so reputable.
Yeah.
He's so reputable.
Turns out, he lost everything.
Yeah.
Turns out. I don't see that guy on television in the mornings anymore. Mm-mm. Number one. Number two, I've noticed she's doing a lot of name dropping.
Yeah, she is. The guy from Train.
Yeah, the guy from Train. That's not the name I would drop. Or Dr. Oz. And then she was talking about Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
She's living in a foreclosed house. She's refusing to leave the home.
Read my brain as I was reading someone. And they say my brain literally like flatlines.
Hmm. How do you do that to yourself, though? In other words, you sense that the spirit...
I don't know. It just happens.
Her brain flatlines.
No, it doesn't. No. I've seen this whole thing. I've seen that some scientist put cords on her head or whatever. And he says that she doesn't flatline. Her brainwave patterns change. And you know why I think that is? It's because she goes into bullshit mode. Mm-hmm. And when she goes into bullshit mode, she's like a compulsive liar. She goes into some magical thinking world and her brainwaves change she can't let herself feel all the guilt or bullshit. She doesn't feel it. She's mm-hmm. not empathetic mm-hmm. at all. She calls herself an empath. She's not at all. Because if she was, then she wouldn't be running around television studios randomly reading people's fucking loved ones, telling them they're jumping up and down with one glass of wine, telling you to go to Italy.
It's who I am. I don't know how I do it, how I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I just know when to say something, when not to say something. Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about something. Not every spirit let me not tell you. You know it. I don't talk to spirits, unfortunately, and I'm jealous, honestly. But not every spirit has to have a positive message, or are those the only spirits you hear from? What about the bad guy that wants to say something negative?
The bad guy. Who? Jesse James? Who is she talking to? The bad guy.
Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah. Oh, here comes Jeffrey Dahmer. He wants you to know that you have good meaty legs, perfect for frying up in the oven.
Let yourself an op not to
well,
share.
Well, spirit's not allowed to. When I put my gift in the universe's hands and I said, this is my soul's journey, place me the path and the opportunities. And
oh my God, she is. She sounds like one of these hippie dippy new age coaches. Tell spirit he's not allowed to talk negative to me. I don't want to hear it. Oh, so you only get positive messages from spirit? Mm-hmm. How convenient, Teresa.
We'll follow. I only want good things. If it can help someone or prevent something, then I don't want to know about it.
But can negative news help someone to get a negative message, something explained that's negative?
That's actually a good question.
Mm-hmm. As an example, if this will answer your question, I remember doing a live show, and this young woman was murdered by her boyfriend. And I'm channeling her to her mother. You know, she's saying she's at peace. She described what she looked like, how beautiful she was, because the mother had visions of the way that her physical body was left, and that's how she was visualizing her daughter. How would I know that? I wouldn't know that. So the daughter's having me deliver this message.
Wouldn't visualize that the mother was saying her daughter was beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, don't most mothers who are at a show for Teresa Caputo looking for answers think that they had a beautiful daughter?
Well,
how
yeah.
would I know that?
How would I know that? How would I know that a mother has a good opinion of the kid? I don't know any of that. I didn't have any of this personally when I was growing up. So I have no opinion. I literally can't be telling untruths because I don't know how to tell untruths.
And I said to her, your daughter wants me to deliver a message from someone else, but I can't see him. I can't get any messages directly from him, which is my symbol for that his soul isn't at a plane with God in God's white light. But he wants to apologize and wants you to know that he does know and is remorseful and knows what he took from you, your wow. most precious gift.
So wait, if you can't hear her or him or see him, then how are you getting messages from him? I'm hearing a harmonica. That means your daughter's murderer is saying, I'm sorry.
And he's not in God's white light.
He's not in God's white light.
Okay.
daughter. And that boyfriend had already passed away.
He committed suicide after he killed her.
Oh, my God.
But I couldn't directly sense his energy because he wasn't in positive light yet.
Oh, but one ghost is good enough. You got the message.
And the mother...
Barbara, don't play along with this. Don't do that. Stop
it, Barbara. One ghost is good enough.
Yeah.
Said, I came here wanting to know if he was remorseful.
I think Barbara thinks this is bullshit.
Too. Barbara knows this is bullshit. She's playing the game because Teresa has a number of fans. There are probably a lot of crossover fans, you know, stuff, people who buy the products from Shark Tank and all this. Barbara's just trying to navigate. I said this to, I was on the phone with a very famous person's executive producer.
Lead singer of Train.
Lead singer of Candlebox. Now maybe I didn't mean to make you so mad, but I need an enemy wing. Oh man, I used to love me some Candlebox. I make fun
too.
Now, but
who didn't
for 3 minutes? Yeah. Like that one song that they put out. You're like, that's such emotion.
It is.
He's Eddie Vedder number two. And then the next song came out, and you're like, ah. Kind of sounded like Eddie Vedder's taking a shit. And Eddie Vedder already sounds like he's taking a shit. So it's like Eddie Vedder is shitting out Eddie Vedder. That's how Candlebox ended up. And I totally forgot what my point was.
You were talking to a famous person's producer.
I was talking to a famous person's executive producer. And I commented that this person, I think, has navigated their career kind of beautifully. They've had fun with the fray, but they never got into the fray, right? So they never really touched the third rail. They pointed to the third rail and said, look at the third rail. Isn't that funny? But they never touched the third rail. And I just was commenting that I thought that they had kind of navigated their career beautifully in that sense. Barbara Corcoran, Mark Cuban, who I've also met, all these people, they also are navigating their careers in that manner. They don't get into the fray. Kevin O'Leary said it on television, who I don't agree with a lot of what Kevin O'Leary says, but he said it on television. He's like, I don't know why people get into the fray, because they're not selling morality. They're selling whatever they're selling, right? Flags, cups, whatever they're selling. He's like, why does it matter what your personal politics or beliefs are? Mm-hmm. So I think Barbara is taking this opportunity to expand her audience. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. So she's playing along. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she doesn't like her. She just said she had a wig on. And then after Teresa said it's not a wig, she goes, well, it looks like a wig. I mean, if you could be more offensive, I'm not sure how. If you could have a sly cut down, I'm not sure how you could do it better.
Knew what he took from me. So you were able to help that poor mother move on.
Right, her daughter's soul. I was just the vessel that the daughter used. So people can interpret, you know, when they say, do you deliver negative messages? I'm channeling someone's loved one. Maybe they died tragically. Maybe they were murdered. Maybe they lost their child to cancer, or they feel that they weren't properly taken care of by doctors or in a hospital. That is negative. Mm. So I have a hard time when people say things about negative messages. Mm. It's hard.
You
what
mean
I
real
do.
People saying something negative about the message, and you're able to give them peace by reinterpreting.
No, what you're doing is that you're ensuring no one gets angry with you and then comes back to ask tough questions. Mm-hmm. By making everything sound pleasant and homogenized, then you are ensuring that you're just glad-handing the entire audience so that they're in your pocket. This is just a trick. It's a trick of the trade.
Mm-hmm. What really happened or how they should or shouldn't feel.
Right.
It's always in the positive light. What if you get something negative? Let's say you get a spirit who's pissed off and wants to be heard. Do you just turn that away? Do you keep it to yourself? Do you feel obligated to share with someone?
I've never had that. I've never heard from a soul. They will make me feel how they felt before they died. They might anger, frustration because of an illness, but that is never their message or their intent as they channel.
So their intent also, paralleling your own, is to bring peace.
Yes.
Do you believe that all ghosts or spirits or however you might want to describe them have positive energy when they go yonder and they come back?
Go yonder. I'm going yonder. Hail. I'm going yonder. Oh, hail. Why not? Here I go. You mean I'm just going to get rid of all this rage about the sidewalk treaty and airports and sitting next to a guy who makes a house on a plane? I'm going to get rid of all of that when I go into God's white light? Yeah.
Go yonder.
I'm going yonder.
Peaceful people. Because there's a lot of bad people in life.
A thousand percent. Well, how the soul chooses to
re-enter. What about 2,000%?
You could go 4,000% if you want. I mean, after 100, I think you're just breaking new ground anyway. But I say it all the time, too. I go, 1,000%. I hate that.
That's a different story.
Well, what do you mean by that?
So
there's more. Not only that, there's more.
Barbara, not sure where you're at there. You became a comedian all of a sudden. But not only that, but there's more. I think it's, wait, there's more.
I've done past life regressions. I don't know if some people refer to it as reincarnation, however you want to interpret it, where our souls have had many different journeys here in the physical world.
So you will interpret what that last journey might have looked like.
So, right. So if someone, time and time again, it happens where maybe a husband will come through and they're speaking to their wife and saying, I see now from the other side how terrible I was to you.
Oh, God, please, please, please don't let me die. And don't let Teresa Caputo call up Astrid and say, don't let me die. And then all of a sudden I'm like in this weird spirit world. And then Teresa's like, I told you so. And I'm like, fuck.
I thought about that.
No!
I do have to say, I can't get my eyes off of her head.
It's so because weird.
The speaker, the headphones. I mean, they're like laying on a shelf of her hair in the back.
Yeah. And they're again covering her ears. If you're a normal human being, right, you're moving your hair out of the way for the headphones. But she doesn't do that. She puts it right over her hair. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's because she thinks she's going to do a reading here and she needs some help from her producers. Or if she just has a wig on and she's trying to keep it on her head.
Yeah.
Told you how much I loved you or how much I appreciate everything that you did for me, how you cared for me. And for that, I am sorry. And then the woman in front of me is breaking down and saying, that's exactly how I feel. He would say mean things to me before he died. He would throw his food at me, would yell at me.
He would throw his food at me. Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you know, but in the United States, we don't have a great batting averages with marriages.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing we do well here in the United States. With so many people that are so twisted up about not fucking and not kissing till you get to marriage and make sure that, you know, one has a penis and one has a vagina. With so many people dictating how people should love, when they should love, where they should love, and who they should love. Those people have a terrible batting average when it comes to marriage. So why are we listening to them? Exactly. Why are they making the laws? Not really sure.
But it was the illness. It was the frustration. So now she would be beating herself up here in the physical world. I could have done better. What could I have done differently? And not being able to heal. At the end of the day, every message that spirit has me deliver, it has to deliver peace. Give something that that person is holding on to that is holding them back from healing.
Teresa, do you think those messages of peace are because they're coming through you as a medium and that's who you are? Or do you think all the spirits out there that have passed on have peace? Is that part?
Well, they're coming through me because somebody needs to make the money. And that's just my... I always say this. Soul's purpose has chosen the sunshine in the universe through God's light and God's walk. And I walk with Jesus in the right ways. And in addition to that, I happen to have a very large amount of zeros in my bank account. I always say that. I always say it.
She just unblocked.
Yeah. I unblocked. Mm-hmm. I unblocked and unlocked a huge treasure trove of money. I mean, a lot of money.
Or being a spirit.
From what spirit has told me, mm-hmm. is that when the soul leaves the physical body, they immediately leave behind disabilities, ailment, hatred.
Did a spirit sit down and say, "Hey, look, this is how it works"?
Yes,
Teresa. Just want everybody to know.
She just said that spirit does not talk to her. Mm-hmm. She just gets messages, signs, and signals.
But sometimes.
But sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
It just happens when I tell that part of the story. I don't speak to spirit when I'm telling that part of the story, but when I'm telling this part of the story, I do speak to spirit. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know.
Comes through and apologizes. That means that the soul had to relive their life through our eyes, to feel what it was like for their choices and decisions on how it affected us, how it hurt us. Mm. So that is how they're able to come through and apologize.
Now I want to ask you, how do you ignore a voice? Let's say you're going shopping, you have your normal
We've had this question before too. How do you ignore
things all of those voices?
Coming at you.
That's right. Yeah. How do you walk into a television studio and there are literally 30 spirits all piggy fronting each other and you can see them and you can hear them and they're screaming and yelling and jumping up and down and giving all these signals and you're all bloated and you're blood coming out of your mouth and your chest hurts and all this other stuff. But then you have a perfectly normal conversation with everybody in front of you. How do you do that?
We're about to hear.
You have your laundry list. You want to get done. And everywhere you go, you're feeling a spirit. There's got to be tons of them floating around. What do you do to ignore them?
Barbara. Tons of them floating around.
Do you lock them out?
Well, you also have to understand not everyone might need to hear from their loved one.
No, but let's say you're by yourself and you're not counseling anyone.
Right.
You're not doing a reading of anything.
Counseling anyone.
Just walking down the street and you see a spirit sitting on a stoop saying...
I'm a spirit, yes indeed, I'm a spirit. Can you see me? Hey, you, can you see me? Yes, I can. I can see you right here. Not you. Someone else altogether, if you don't mind.
Spirit sitting on a stoop. Smoking a cig.
Hey, Teresa.
Drinking a 40.
It's me here on the stoop. You buy me a 40, I left my driver's license on the other side. I was released of all my positions. But I still got my penis. Look at that. Isn't that awesome?
Well, I don't see them like that.
Oh, you don't see them. So tell me what you see. You're walking down the street going to the beauty salon.
I
get
won't
your
see
next
them.
Wig. And then what happens?
I don't wear a wig.
Oh, I thought you said...
Barbara.
I love it. Barbara is just jabbing at her. She knows she can't go hardball interview because that's bad for business. But she keeps jabbing at her about that hair.
A wig. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
You want, next time I come, Barbara, I'll wear a wig.
How do you get your hair so high? It must be going up to the heavens there.
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Hairspray my balls.
Oh, gosh.
And
don't give away your secrets.
I don't have any secrets.
I noticed.
Oh, anybody who says that.
Right.
Anybody who says that. Anybody who says, I always tell the truth or I have no secrets, has many secrets and never tells the truth.
No, I don't see the way we see her in the physical world. It's more through a feeling. I just sense and feel
us.
Things. Right.
Then how do you see what you say you see? I see somebody holding a wine glass. That means you should go to Italy.
She has said that.
She's so full of fucking shit. She can't even make it through a 30-minute conversation without lying 30 times. Chrissy and I have studied this lady extensively on this show. This is probably our 10th Teresa Caputo video in 375-plus episodes. And... this lady has not only said, she just claimed that she never tells anybody what to do. She tells people what to do all the time. She never sends messages that are negative. She does it all the time. She never talks to spirit, yet she constantly says she's hearing spirit say something to her. And this is the biggest lie of them all. She says she never sees the physical spirit, but she claims she sees them all the time on her cold readings.
Yes. I see him clutching his chest, or I see him drinking a glass of wine, or I see him. What was the one that she said that was clearly racist? It was like he's got a fade on the sides of his head.
Oh, he's got dreadlocks or something, or he's got afro. Oh, no, she said afro.
Yes,
that's what she said. He's got an afro. And then she's looking at the black lady in the crowd, and the black lady's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, and she's like, no, I'm seeing it clearly. I'm seeing it clearly. As a racist, I'm seeing it clearly. All black people have afros.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. This lady is terrible. She's a terrible human being.
It's a feeling that we have.
Yeah, it's a feeling that we have that she's a terrible person. Spirit's coming through right now. He's taking a dump on this floor and he's walking out the room. That's my sign that whatever we're reviewing is terrible.
So I can feel a presence, but they might not make me feel anything else to say. So I just don't, I just want to walk around and go, hey, your uncle is here. Your cousin is here. You know, it doesn't work.
You say that all the time, yep. Teresa.
Mm-hmm. And they then have to give me other points, validations that they, that person needs to hear a message. Not about believing in what I do, but needs the gift of healing. For example, years ago, I can remember I was in Bloomingdale's. I think I was picking up perfume. And I was at...
Because that's where the poor normal people shop, is at Bloomingdale's in New York City.
Counter. And all of a sudden, I smelt...
It's not smelt. Smelt is what you do to a piece of metal and a very hot cauldron. Smelled is what you do with your nose.
Woof of gardenias. Now, that's not unusual. I mean,
you're at the perfume.
You're gonna smell a bunch
gardenias.
Of gardenias. Yeah, that's it's in like half of perfumes.
Yeah, I would imagine it is. Yeah, it's one of the few. It's one of the flowers that smells strongly.
So far, it sounds normal.
Right. So
Barbara, so far sounds normal.
So far sounds normal. When's the bullshit come?
There, and all of a sudden, this woman is standing next to me. I look over, and the smell gets stronger. And then I hear, "Please tell my daughter how much you love her."
And then I hear,
"Teresa, it's me. Mr. Spirit, with that hair and that perfume, it guarantees your vagina will be not serviced for eternity." Mr. Spirit says, "Buy Dracar Noir. It's perfect for you, Teresa. It, the rest of the bullshitters wear it too."
Wow,
that's
spooky.
So now, I don't say anything. I wait, and the woman turns to me, and she says, "It's so hard to pick out a new scent when you've been wearing one for so long, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, by the way, I said, I love your perfume. It's, I love it. It smells like gardenias." And she looked at me, and she started crying, and she said, "I'm wearing my mom's perfume. Today's her birthday, and when she was alive, I would yell at her, stop wearing that stinky perfume." So I wore her perfume today in honor of my mom.
I went to the perfume counter you did. To go get a new one.
So wait, let me get this straight. You're at the perfume counter smelling new perfumes, but you can smell the perfume on the lady walking behind the counter?
Yeah.
Have you ever walked by a perfume counter? You can't smell shit. It smells like
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, literally smells like you just put Ortho Bug Be Gone in the entirety of the hallway. It's awful.
But the woman cried.
Yeah, she cried, and we had a moment.
Happened to be your mom's birthday.
Yeah, I said, for $300, I'll tell you what your mom's thinking.
And
give me that perfume, and I got you a free reading.
Woman didn't know that I was channeled, that I heard tell my daughter how much you love her perfume or how pretty it is, right? You have to have that conversation. So I was able to deliver a message in a way that it just wasn't like, hey, your mom passed, she's here,
yes,
and she wants you to know something.
I would have been tempted, so tempted, if I were in your shoes that moment, to say, and by the way, your mother just relayed that message through me. It would almost triple the power. It would be a confirmation that she chose that perfume today. But you weren't tempted to do that, right?
She didn't need that validation. She knew. I think we exchanged words. I mean, I'm going back probably about 12 years ago.
But it was a confirmation.
I'm going back conveniently far enough where no one will remember if they interacted with me. What a load of horseshit.
Wow.
All right. There is so much more of that video if you want to. We'll just make it a week of Teresa Caputo going through her origin story. So we'll pick it up where we left off. That'll be good. That'll be good, Chrissy.
Crazy.
Happy, happy.
I mean, it's so crazy.
Teresa looks like she should have been in Skate Town USA. You know what
she
I'm saying?
Does. Yeah. Yep.
The biggest plots. Just the gratuitous shot of tits.
The biggest bullshit.
The biggest hair. The biggest bullshit. The most dead people ever in one new movie. Skate Town USA.
Ghost Skate Town USA. Spirit. Yeah. Spirit Town USA.
We're going to call it Skeet Town USA. Skeet, skeet. Skeet, skeet town. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. If you need to know any more information about Chrissy and I, you'll find out everything here on the show. Don't go read that. All the audio, all the video, the entire catalog is right there. You can access it from our website and you can get your free 21 EPM sticker. Guys, get your ejaculations in every month. Girls, check your tatas and your yayas. Make sure you do that. You never know. It's never too early. It's never too early to talk to the doctor about all that stuff. Yep. And guys, jizzathon. That's basically what I want you to do. It's a jizzathon. You can rest on the weekends. Rest on the weekends every other day. Doctor's orders, one jizz per day. All right. If you want your 21 EPM sticker, go hit the contact us button, give us your physical address, and we'll send you a sticker. If you want us to write anything on it or whatever, just let us know and we'll do that too. We'll be happy to do that. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes the same day that they air here on the audio feed. We'd love it if you would go subscribe to the channel, like any videos that you like, and comments on anything you want to comment on. Also, leave a review on Apple. That's a great thing you can do to help grow the show. 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383, anywhere in the world. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. Go ahead and follow us. All right, Chrissy. Well, it's been an eventful day with Teresa, but I think that's all I can do.
Yes, it has. I think so, Brian.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye. Goodbye.